The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, fabulous, phenomenal, fruitful, and faithful Friday as we focus our minds and our hearts on the love from the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. First up, how can the Winter Olympics and the manifestations of miracles intersect? Goal! Next, the theology of cessation or of no cessation will never determine the works of God any more than man's theology determines God's truth. Ooh, that's a big one right there. And finally, we examine what the purpose of miracles are and if that purpose continues today and forever.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Hey. Hey. Hey there. How you doing? I'm doing good. How you doing? Good. Oh, good. All right, we're asking you, what do you think? You can either call us, 972-445-0770, or you can text us, 214-210-8483. We have four trivia questions today, each one getting a little bit tougher as we go along. The other thing I want to let you know is if there's a praise report, you're welcome to text us or even call in a prayer request, same exact thing. Pop questions, we had somebody that listens to the show that asked us a question today. We're going to try and deal with that early next week. I already got a little bit of information that I wanted to get on there. So we got a lot of cool stuff. I am going to do one small little piece in this intro about media. You cannot get mad at me because I'm not the one that invented media. It's not my fault. But the trivia question to start off with is what was the name of the Bible character who put a veil over his face to hide the glory of God from all of its radiance? If you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text 214-210-8483. Keep in mind that any topic is basically open, and the reason is it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. I don't like to open my shows with stuff like this, but I did make a commitment. I made a promise when somebody says something, be it politician or otherwise, that is just so blatantly biblically wrong. And I already don't have hair, as Terrific T will testify. There's not a lot of hair up here, right? How much is there a lot up here?
Don't really see any.
Not too much, right?
Not too much.
Not too much. And then for the last, I don't know, 30 years, I think God's just been deducting. You know how he knows all the hairs in your head? Mine just... it's in a minus category, okay? And this is the kind of thing that drives me crazy. I'm not saying any particular individual that I'm about to name is going to hell, okay? It's not my call to determine their final place unless they continue along the things that they said, and then that's going to be self-evident. Here we go. CNN, which stands for Christians Not Necessary. Oh, sorry. I didn't know if you knew that. Host Don Lemon told Terry Crews when they were talking about Black Lives Matter, this is what he said. Don Lemon made the claim that Jesus Christ was not perfect. Okay? Here's what he said. For those of you who believe in Jesus Christ, admittedly, he was not perfect when he was here on the earth. Okay, so just so you can understand how important that statement is, if Jesus wasn't perfect, he couldn't be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Okay, so you have to understand what's going on there. My brother in the Lord, Dr. Robert Jeffress, was kind enough to say, this makes Don Lemon and his network the uncontested champions of fake news. I thought that was pretty funny because it's kind of an interesting statement. He, you know, Dr. Jeffress has a 14,000-member church for the First Baptist Church of Dallas, and he told Fox News it contradicts the most basic tenet of the Christian faith and demonstrates how tone deaf the left is to the faith issue. And so this is the big problem. And when you have somebody who's on television who influences people, and he goes, "Well, admittedly, Jesus wasn't perfect here on Earth," it's like that is the exact opposite of what the scriptures teach. In wait, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Book of Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Are we having fun yet? No, just like 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, right? With Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation. Now, I can testify to you, all 27 books of the New Testament make it absolutely clear Jesus Christ was perfect. So when you have somebody on television that says something like that, here's what you do. That's what you do with it. just like, okay, sure, whatever. This is why I don't like people getting on television and talking about biblical things of which they know nothing of. And this is the thing that frustrates me the most. I'm going to say this. They always say, well, you know, I've read some of the Bible. And it's like, so wait, so you've never read the whole thing? And it's like, they're like, no. It's like, so you've never read the whole thing, but you're an expert now, okay? So I can then just simply say this. I have read one or two lines of Shakespeare, but because I feel like it, I am now a Shakespearean expert. Thank you. Okay. These are the things that drive me. You should see what my wife has to go, calm down, you know? Not enough wine in the world that can calm me down on stuff like that. Just saying. All right, who was the Bible character who had to have a veil over his face because the glory of the Lord shone so much, so bright, do-do-do-do-do-do? And then the other thing I'm going to say before we get into the teaching is stop watching stupid things and don't let people like that direct you into the faith. That's just terrible. My goal here is to get you into the book. That's the goal, okay? All right. If you know the answer, whose face shown, you can text it in, you can call it in. One particular Old Testament character, that's who we're talking about. Let's talk about miracles, okay? Miracles. Do you believe in miracles? Do you remember the U.S. hockey team in 1980 when they beat the Russians and nobody, and I mean nobody, thought that they could win, and they won, and that's that famous line where the guy goes, "Do you believe in miracles?" It's like, it's just such a great line, and the U.S. hockey team won 1980 Winter Olympics, so fantastic. They scored the goal, they held on, they kept in there, and everybody was just amazed. That was not a miracle. It's just like a miracle is something that is defined this way. A miracle is a supernatural event or a supernatural happening that breaks through the natural realm. Oh, we got somebody calling in. Hang on. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Dan.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. We do want to know what Bible character. Oh, he just so much in the presence of the Lord, his face shone. Who was that?
That would be Moses.
That is correct, sir. You are 100% right. He had so much time in the Lord that he reflected the glory of the Lord, and then he had to put a veil over his face because the people were so afraid. Isn't that amazing?
Sure.
That's awesome. Great job. Great way to start the show. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you.
Bless you, man.
Okay. So excellent start to the show. We love that. All right. So I want to go back to this miracle. So I want to say something that people are going to just be, they're freaking out. Get ready. Because this is a Bapticost point of view. Now, what is that? A Bapticost point of view means that I have Baptist and Pentecostal elements inside of me. I'm a pretty conservative guy, but I'm not so conservative that I don't let the Lord go, well, I'll do it my way if you don't mind. Thank you. So it's kind of like along those lines. Here's something to keep in mind. If you're a person who's like, well, I don't really believe in miracles and so on and so forth, let me just help you out. If you don't really believe in them, guess what? You won't see them. This is going to just make this as easy as possible. You're thinking, what? Matthew 13:58, he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. Now, people have tried to theologically rip this apart in 15 different directions, but watch this, because see Dick run, see Jane run. See Dick and Jane run. See, you can do that, right? So, and the reason I say that to you is to give you the authority that you can read and you can see what it says. And this is what it says. He did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. Okay, why did he not do many miracles there? Because of their lack of faith. And if you're a person that just doesn't have faith that God's doing miracles, you know what you won't see? Miracles. Remember what Jesus said? Very funny statement. He said, according to your faith, so be it. So what if your faith is really low and you just don't believe that God was going to do anything supernatural? Think you're going to see it? No. Why? Because according to your faith, so be it. Jesus didn't say according to your faith, but only if it's positive, only if it's good. He just said according to your faith. Those people that sought his help had faith. They were healed. But there's other people that have almost no faith or won't have faith or refuse to believe that there's a supernatural. They don't see anything. Of course not. That's according to their faith. So supernatural events, and here's the picture I want to kind of put into your mind. A supernatural event. So we live in the natural world where you have to drive to the studio from Fate, Texas to down through downtown Dallas where people drive really weird. And then you have Irving and you have different cities and they're not quite as bad as that immediate downtown area. That's all I'm going to say. Just my opinion. Okay. Here's the deal. We have laws and rules. We have gravity requirements. We have operational requirements. We function by 2 + 2 = 4. You throw something up, it's going to come down. That's the law of gravity. We have all these different things that function in our realm. The supernatural is a realm that goes beyond that, that's not subject to that. And what the supernatural is, if you can just think of the earth for a split second and think of something puncturing the earth with its own set of rules and laws that are in defiance of our set of rules and laws, that's what a miracle is. The question is, are they happening today or are they not? And that's what we're going to deal with in just another segment. Great job on the caller on having us get our first answer. Moses, reflecting the glory of the Lord. That's awesome. Going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship, amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let me give a shout out to Terrific T. She's just done a fantastic job. She has taken over the reins. She is doing producing. She is doing the engineering. She's answering the phone. You know, that's three jobs in one, right? They should pay you for that. That's all I got to say. They should pay for that. Here we go. A couple things to let you know. You can, in fact, reach us if you call 972-445-0770 or you can text us, which we have people do on a regular basis throughout the show, which is cool. I'm going to be able to really get through them fast. I think I'm getting a little better at that. So here is our next trivia question. I want to keep it easy. Don't want to make it too difficult for you. So I'm just going to give you a very, very well-known verse, and you'll have to tell me what book it's in. In what book of the Bible do we read the words, "What a man sows, that shall he also reap"? What a man sows, that shall he also reap. If you know the answer to that, text it in or call it in. Either way is good by us. I do want to go through this real quickly and let you know our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. That is the place you can access where you can give, and we need you to consider that a little more highly. We're a little low on the old, there's no reserve. You know how you go and you drive your car and then the little light comes on and it goes, oh, you got like 50 miles left or 25 miles left. We're at 10, okay? So if you can help out, that's great. If you can't, don't worry. I don't want you to ever feel like you're obligated. But you can pray for us. You can join us in prayer, and we love you for that. HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. The email, David@HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry.
Ministry.
You know, it's like I'm eating peanut butter over here. I have a thing of water. Oh, it's just, okay, so He Must Increase Ministry for Facebook and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Couple of historical things I'm going to throw in your direction, and then we're going to get into the next part of the teaching on miracles, which I love these teachings. These are fun to me. And keep in mind, you'll see. I can't tell you ahead of time. All right, today is Cow Appreciation Day.
Move.
Do you ever see the... You know, Gary Larson, the Far Side cartoons. You ever read those? You know, where it's all the cows are looking at the people going, people, you know, kind of thing. It's like, what's so funny? Today is Teddy Bear Picnic Day. Man, I got a problem with that. I mean, just if you got a teddy bear, that's great. If it talks, I'd run away. National Motorcycle Day. And then this one I just do not understand. I came across this and I'm still trying to figure it out. Don't Step on a Bee Day. It's like, is that there's a holiday for this? The bees, they had to come in somewhere.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, don't step on a bee, okay, and don't stick your face in a blender, and I mean, it's just like, that's kind of weird. All right, on this day in 1913, the hottest day in the United States, hottest day ever recorded in Death Valley, California, where else, which, by the way, they have that big thermometer there, and my mom used to actually like going through there. It was really kind of funny, but it was 134 degrees. That's hot. 1962, Telstar, the world's first communication satellite, is launched into orbit. 1985, always got one good one. New Coke. After much publicity and an outcry and poor sales, Coca-Cola announced it was bringing back the original flavor, calling it Coca-Cola Classic. So they had this multi-billion dollar business and everybody loved drinking Coke and they thought, we're going to get New Coke. And it's like, it was the biggest flop in marketing history. Lasted 3 months. Here's an adage. If it ain't broke, right? What?
Don't fix it.
Don't fix it if it ain't broke, for crying out loud. Why would you do that? I think people really lost a little confidence when that took place. Let's get into, don't forget our question, what a man sows, that shall he also reap. What book is that in? Go ahead and text if you know it, 214-210-8483. Thank you for the texts that are coming in. Let's get into this question here. We're talking about miracles. Now, I'm gonna say this. We're not going to be diving into the gifts, the sign gifts from the Baptist or Pentecostal point of view yet, because I lay a lot of foundation before we get to those kind of things. You'll get my my take on that as we go through. But we are talking about miracles, and miracles are supernatural events or happenings that break through our natural realm. And the first and foremost thing to say is, if you don't believe in miracles, you're not going to see very many, because it's very simple to understand that Jesus didn't do many miracles in certain places because they didn't have any faith. They just didn't believe it was going to happen. They didn't believe that God can do it. The bigger problem with that is that it's not understanding that God Almighty is already communicating with man, which is a miracle. And then you're not taking that into consideration as a miracle, since he requires our access to him by faith, and that's the way he's chosen. He's given us, through grace, the method or the tunnel, or let's say the stairway of faith, and that's how you have to operate with the Lord. That's what he requires. You think, well, why does he require that? I'm not God. I just do what he offers up before him and do the best you can to walk before him. The question is, are miracles for today? Okay, do miracles happen today? So let's answer this by answering in a more simplistic fashion, then we'll get into the scripture. Are miracles for today? Here's the answer. Is Jesus for today? That's all you got to answer. Are miracles for today? Well, is Jesus for today? Because that's what you have to answer. In Hebrews 13:8, it says, of course, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Unfortunately, on both sides of both the Pentecost and the Baptist, they've abused this scripture to no end. And it's the idea is understanding really that that's a divinity claim for Jesus Christ more than any other thing. It's not a we just do miracles kind of thing. It's a divinity claim that Jesus always was, always is, and always will be. The bigger key in that's going to be Galatians 3:5. Does God lavish his spirit on you and work miracles among you because you practice the law or because you hear and believe? Now, this is Galatians 3:5. Now, I want you to watch this, okay? This is for those that understand the theology of this, for the cessationist people. 1 Corinthians 13 is the place where most people come across, oh, well, that's talking about the canon, and that means that there's no more miracles, and so on and so forth. Unfortunately for that thinking, which is very immature, Galatians was written after 1 Corinthians, okay? And in the Galatians, which was written after 1 Corinthians, the question is, watch this. Remember English? Did has to do with the past. Does have to do with the present. I didn't write it. Does God lavish his spirit on you and work miracles among you, all present tense, because you practice the law or because you hear and believe? And I think the answer is obvious, and you don't. You can get frustrating. People get mad, and some people get mad at me like, you're oversimplifying. It's like, I'm not going to be removed away from the simplicity that's in Christ. And here's what he's saying. Does God, like, pour out his Holy Spirit on you? And does God, like, work miracles among you because you're good or because you have faith? And the answer is because you have faith. It's a rhetorical question in the sense of it's the answer is implicit within its own discussion. And so the idea for us to understand is that the Spirit gets poured out, not just once, but multiple times. And we already talked about that in the filling of the Spirit. But the idea is that the Spirit's poured out, and there's the working of miracles among us because we believe. And then you go back and you think, well, does that apply to, you know, the guys that go around with top hats and canes and spinning bow ties and stuff like that? No, I'm not even talking about that. And I think those are terrible shows. They're not even good enough for Vegas. I just think that's ridiculous. But what we're asking is, are miracles for today? So 41 years ago, when I had the Lord speak to me, he spoke to you? Yes, that would be miracle number one. When he said, that's enough, while I was pin smoking my Lebanese blonde hash. And I thought, uh-oh. And then I took my hash and I flushed it down the toilet. I took my pipes and I broke them and threw them in the trash. Then I took my cocaine, my acid, my pot, and every other thing you can think of, except I didn't shoot up, so I didn't do that stuff. I didn't like needles. I still don't. But I took all that stuff, flushed down the toilet, got down on my hands and knees, and I said, Lord, I like doing this stuff, but you obviously don't want me doing this, so I need your help because I've been doing this 30 times a day for 6 years, and I'm never going to be able to stop if you don't help me. And I went to bed, and I woke up. There wasn't a rainbow in the sky. There weren't Skittles falling. There wasn't a new banana shake for me. There wasn't ice cream sundaes. But that was it. And I was done immediately. And I was okay with it. Now, you're going to tell me that's not a miracle? Well, you just decided. Well, after you do something 30 times a day for 6 years, it becomes a pattern. You don't even have to use addiction as a word. It's just a pattern. It's just what you do. Pattern broke. One prayer. One honest prayer. That's a big difference. I didn't lie to God about it. I said, I like this. But you don't. So you're going to have to help me. And he did. Isn't that a miracle? That's the thing I'm trying to tell you. Isn't that right there a miracle? Of course it is. From that has gone hundreds of thousands of people that I've had a chance to minister to. That's not bad. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. Okay, the question that we asked, I got to remember the question we asked. The question is, what book has the statement in there, whatever man sows, that shall he also reap? That'd be the book of Galatians, chapter 6. I think it's verse 7, but right there in chapter 6. All right, folks, we're going to take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
We happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience. The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Alrighty, if you want to reach us, 214-210-8483 is the text. 972-445-0770 is the phone. And the reason I do that is we always have people call in on the text line. It's like, I can't answer that. So that's why it's got to go to T. Terrific T. You got to be the coordinator. It's got to run through her. She's just doing a good job. I'm just really proud of the way that you and I have started to gel together and doing better and better. And I just want you to have like 1,000 more sounds and just have a blast.
Yay.
You know, I mean, I just think that's fun. It's to be, you know, that's what radio is kind of about a little bit right there, just that part of it. Okay, trivia question. Yes, I got a trivia question. Now, here is a challenging trivia question. Please do not Google this. Please, 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 please. I will just tell you very simply, it's in the first gospel. That's the only thing I'm going to give you. Who prayed the shortest prayer in the Bible? Who prayed the shortest prayer? And if you know it, what was it? Whoa. So you get kind of like two parts. You can either give me the who did it, or you can give me what was it. So that's like a two. It's a twofer. There you go. You have that opportunity. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. See, I got rid of the peanut butter, so I can get it done that way. And then YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Now let's hear from one of our ministry partners. Our very own Kimberly Ellis. It was fantastic at what she does. She works for Fathom Realty, by the way, but let's just keep it very simple. If you are trying to figure out, should I buy, should I sell, should I sell, should I buy, should I talk to somebody, do I need to talk to somebody, do I understand real estate, can I handle it all right on my phone, or can I just talk to somebody so I can get an idea, that last one, that's the big one. Just call and talk to somebody where you can get an idea of what's going on without any obligation. Reach out to Kimberly, who works not just with first-time buyers but experienced investors. Doesn't matter if it's a short sale. Doesn't matter if it's a foreclosure. Get in touch with her at 903-48-HOMES. Now, you might be thinking, I'm so far away from that. I know, but talk and then get an idea of what's going on. Maybe that'll be a part of the plan. Maybe it won't be. I don't know. You just have to move on that on your own. 903-48-HOMES. Get in touch with Kimberly. Let her know that you heard it here on the David Spoon Experience. She'd appreciate that. And I would appreciate you guys praying for her, since she's her and Tony are great people trying to do it right in the Lord. And that's a real blessing for all of us as our brother and our sister in the Lord. Right? Okay. Just no, you can't. Yeah. All right. All right. Again, the trivia question. If you know it, great. If you don't worry. I'll share it. I didn't say this was going to be easy. The question is, who prayed the shortest prayer on record in the Bible? And then the second part of that is, what is the shortest prayer? You can probably dice this up a couple different ways. It's in Matthew, and it's somewhere between chapter 10 and 20. That should narrow it down. That narrows it down, doesn't it? Quite a bit. I mean, that's
like 10 more.
10 chapters, right? You can figure that out. If you could read that by the time the show's over, I am impressed. Okay. I want to go back to this miracles discussion we're having. It's very important. If you just follow the sequence, we talked about miracles define supernatural events or happenings that break through or pierce the natural realm. That might be a good picture that you might use in your mind. Our miracles for today, we just answer that by saying, is Jesus for today. Yes, we understand Hebrews 13:8, but more from the divinity point of view of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. But you look at Galatians 3:5, which talks about God pouring out His Spirit and working miracles, and does He currently do this based on the law, or does He do this based on faith? The answer, of course, is based on faith for those that are really committed to, oh, well, it all ended with the closure of the canon in 1 Corinthians 13, 10, 11, 12. The problem with that is Galatians 3, 5 was written after that. So it just doesn't fit. It's a nice try, but no, sorry. Missed it by that much. Okay. Here's a big key to understanding the purposes of miracles. Okay. There's really two major components. And again, we're not talking about people putting on sideshows. We're not talking about big productions. We're talking about God doing stuff in people's life that you can only go, wow, that was a miracle. And there's nothing else you can say about it. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. Yeah, somebody got it. Oh, somebody got the answer to the trivia question. I'm pretty impressed. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. So Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of His grace by enabling them to perform signs and wonders. So let's at least understand that when we do talk about signs and wonders, when we talk about these kind of things, there's the idea of signs and wonders are not for people to walk around like they're trophies, and they're not to be played with like they're toys. But anything that God does that's in the miraculous is giving confirmation of His word and giving confirmation of His grace. It's not just, you know, willy-nilly and for nothing. There's purpose behind this. And one of the things that I think people missed, Mark 16, 19 and 20, after the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, He was taken up into heaven and He sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed His word by the signs that accompanied it. One of the things the Lord does is He confirms what He's saying. This is why when Jesus came and He spoke, He did miracles. People were like going, whoa. That was a life changer. Changed everything. And I know there's some people out there that are like, well, my pastor has said that Matthew 16, 14 through 20 wasn't in the original text. Okay, well, you can say that and he can say that, but it's quoted by a second century person, so I'm not real sure that's accurate. We'll have that debate another time. Here's the issue. The issue is, why does God do cool, weird stuff? And the answer is because He's confirming and affirming His word. But that's only half of it. Mark chapter 1, verse 40 through 42. And a leper came to Jesus, beseeching Him and falling on his knees before Him and saying, if You are willing, You can make me clean. Moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out His hand and touched him and said, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Not only are miracles used to confirm the word of God, But miracles are used to confirm the passion, the compassion, and the love of God. So if that's what it takes for the Lord to demonstrate, for us to catch it, is he still doing that in different parts of the world today, in different groups of people? Of course. Of course God is doing miracles. What would you call an answer to your prayer? Would you call that circumstantial? Would you call that coincidence? I mean, I met Jesus, but I didn't meet Mr. Coincidence. In other words, the idea behind that is to think God does these incredible, miraculous things in our lives, and then what we try to do, this is just so typical of man, we try to put him in a box. Well, these miracles happen here, and this happens here, and this is our theology, and this is what we say. And you can just see God up there going, okay, let's see. I'm infinite, you're finite, but you're trying to put me in a box. It's fascinating. Don't you see how absurd on the surface that is? God will do what God will do whenever he wants, whether people think it should happen or not. He doesn't care. Oh gosh, I don't think this whole group's gonna like me because I do it different. Really? Miracles confirm God's word, and miracles confirm God's love. Do you see that? And so you think, well, is that still happening? I don't know. Is God still standing by his word? And is God still telling people he loves them? Of course it's still happening. And then what happens? You get one group that says it never happens and another group that says, let's put a show on with it. It's like, what is wrong with you? That's my response to them, not to you folks. And my idea behind this is, we shouldn't be thinking in those terms. We should be thinking in biblical terms. Let's let God do something fantastic. Who doesn't want to see that? Who doesn't think that would be awesome? Who doesn't think that would be great? Now, you're not supposed to be led to the side by some goofy person who's a magician or a deceiver or something. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about God doing cool, miraculous stuff. Because he's giving affirmation and confirmation to his word and affirmation and confirmation of his love. How perfect is that? We should look for that. We should want that. You shouldn't put it, it must be like this. It must happen like this. It must go like this. I just have this feeling that when Moses was having that standoff with the one group that was really against him, and the Lord said, we're going to do something different here. We're going to open up the earth and swallow them whole. I just got to think nobody was thinking, well, I don't know if that fits in my theology box, as they were crevicing down to the center of the earth. Come on. It's God. The one who said yes to you, and you said yes to him, and now you have a life of spiritual understanding. Wow. Isn't that awesome? Is he doing miracles? How many times has God answered your prayers? How much of a miracle is that? Stop being logical, Dave. Okay. Who prayed the shortest prayer record in the Bible? The answer to that is Peter. And what was the shortest prayer? Lord, save me. You know, yes, Lord, was good, but it's Lord, save me. See, it says Jesus, help. That's what I pray all the time. Jesus, help. I don't even have to say anything else. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, Christian Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll come back for the close of all. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. How amazing is it is in that portion that you were just hearing in between the couple of minutes break, that was talking about Peter on the water, and that's where he said, Lord, save me. And I have nothing to do with when those things are inserted or what comes up next. That's all Jennifer. I have nothing to do with it. And then T plays it, and then I don't know. I just thought it was amazing that that was the trivia answer, and then that's the story that I was talking about. Like, ooh, skewy. It's like kind of cool. A miracle? I don't know. I think I'd probably take it that way just because I love doing stuff like that. Here's the bottom line. Here's the next trivia question. A little tougher. Remember I told you we get a little tougher as we move into the process. For those on the text, 214-210-8483. For the phone call, 972-445-0770. Jesus was a descendant of what tribe of Israel? Yes. Right? Jesus was a descendant of what tribe of Israel? Very good, very good. Let's see. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. I think we've covered most everything, haven't we? We've done a pretty good job, right? Across the board. Another excellent week. Another excellent job by T. Very, 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 very happy. Let's talk about this last element that we want to really focus in on. We've been talking about miracles. We're talking about, you know, people that don't have faith and don't see very many. We're talking about the idea that is, you know, the miracles for today. Was Jesus for today? It's pretty straightforward. I don't think that's difficult to understand. Galatians 3:5 talks about the present tense of the Holy Spirit being poured on us and the miracles taking place. Of course, written after 1 Corinthians chapter 13, for those that need to know that. And then confirmation of what those miracles are. They're confirmation to God's word. They're confirmation to the testimony. They're confirmation to God's grace. Most importantly, they're a confirmation of God's love and his compassion. So there's no ifs, ands, or buts there. Evangelist, by the way, T.L. Osborne. So some of you may know T.L. Osborne. Probably most of you don't, but many of you may. Anyway, he went out and he was a full of faith Pentecostal preacher, and he went out and he preached, and he was preaching in some Muslim countries, and he said, "The Bible says this, the Bible says this," and then the people would say, "Well, the Quran says this, the Quran says this." He came back, he said he was very discouraged, very defeated, and then the Lord said, "Well, you know, it'd be good if you would show them and also tell them, not just show them, or not just tell them, but tell them and show them, like show and tell kind of thing." He went back there, and then he preached, and then he prayed for people, and miracles broke out, and that's actually how T.L. Osborne got his ministry going. And you can say a lot of different things, but he led thousands and thousands of people to Christ. And I'm very careful to criticize anybody on any plane that genuinely leads people to Christ. I just thought it was a fascinating story. It's like the Lord said, show and tell, not just tell. I'm like, oh. So he went out and said, okay, here we go. I love that kind of attitude because it's all about faith. And I'm a big person who enjoys that kind of faith. Not an arrogant faith. Just a faith that has this confidence that God will do. Kind of like David had with Goliath, okay? That wasn't arrogant. It was just a moment of great faith. Here's the best thing about miracles I want to tell you. I'm just tired of people saying, oh, that doesn't. Of course miracles happen. If you really want to understand how deep the level of miracles are, go do this real quickly. This will really help you. Go get a mirror and look in the mirror and don't walk away. Look in the mirror for 60 straight seconds. You want to see a miracle? There it is. Do you know when you said yes to Jesus Christ, who, by the way, was on the earth 2,000 years ago? Now, you think it's long ago when we had Ronald Reagan as the president, or long ago when John F. Kennedy was the president. How about 2,000 years ago, and yet you still said yes to Jesus Christ 2,000 years later? How's that for a miracle? That's the greatest miracle of all, is salvation. Why? Because you're born again. What does that mean? You came back from the spiritual dead, back to life. That's a resurrection. That happens for every person that says yes to Jesus. Is that a miracle? Biggest miracle there is. The spiritual raising of the dead is as important as the physical raising of the dead, in the context that if you don't come alive to God, yeah, the only resurrection you're going to get is going to go up into hell. It's like, ooh, that's bad. So yeah, there's a lot of importance there. Don't misunderstand. Don't over-twist the theologies. You are a miracle. You calling out to God. You seeking the Lord. That is a miracle. That he answers your prayers. That's a miracle. Here's the thing I love the most about miracles. Ready? And I just praise God for this. It doesn't depend on me. One afternoon, Peter and John were going up to the temple, the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. A man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful. He was put there every day to beg for those entering the temple gates. When he saw Peter and John about to enter the temple, he asked for money. Peter looked directly at him, as did John. Look at us. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. Taking him by the right hand, Peter helped him up, and at once the man's feet and ankles were strengthened. He sprang to his feet and began to walk. While the man clung to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and ran to them in the walkway called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he addressed the people, men of Israel, why are you surprised by this? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? Did you get that? There's Peter. Like, what are you looking at us for? We're a bunch of schmoes. I'm Curly. This is Mo. Larry's back at the gate. This is all about God doing stuff. The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Verse 16, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man who you see and know has been made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through Jesus that has given him this complete healing in your presence. The greatest thing about miracles is they don't depend on you. They don't depend on me. If miracles depended on David Spoon, it's over for the universe. Shut her down. Let's go have pizza. It's all over. We're done. Miracles depend on God. And you think, well, why doesn't he do it here? Why doesn't he do it? I'm not in charge of the miracles. I don't tell God, do it here, don't do it here. Other people are not in charge of the miracles. Preachers, people that minister, they're not in charge of it. No person is in charge of this. God is in charge. And he does for one when he wants to, does for another in another way. Why? Well, I think that's why we call him God. And that's why we trust in the quality, not the equality, the quality of God. God is to be relied upon as doing it exactly the best way it could ever possibly even be imagined or done. The great part about miracles is they depend on the Lord. And you come and you petition. And let me just help you here. If you pray 10 times and you get two answers, if you pray 10 times, you get one answer. Isn't that better than not praying and not getting any answers? I mean, it's just like, of course it is. Greatest miracle of all is you. And the greatest part about this is it doesn't depend on you. This is in the Lord's hands. And he distributes it as he sees fit, when he sees fit, how he sees fit, and in waves or in amounts as he sees fit. As he sees fit, whether it's a revival or this, that, not, I don't know. That's God. He is in charge of miracles. We don't have a compartment in the back of our pocket that says, well, I think I'll pull one out now. You have to remember, and I have to remember this, and boy, this is hard for me to remember, but we're along for the ride. This is, at some point, you got to get this. Relax and enjoy the ride. Because there's nothing else you can do except to trust him. And what's great is if you kind of keep your radar up on the Lord, you'll probably see a miracle sooner than you think in your life. Just call it what it is. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be a fanatic. This is the funniest part. That's why I'm part Baptist, part Pentecostal, because I think miracles are fantastic. I just don't own them. They don't come out of my ministry or anybody else's. They come from the Lord. Only the supernatural has the right to break the natural. Okay? All right. All right. What tribe did Jesus descend from? That would be the tribe of Judah. That references Hebrews chapter 7. Verse 14. Very cool reference, I think. All right, folks, I want you to have a fantastic weekend. Keep your mind in tune with the Lord all the way through it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 71-hour break. Then we'll come back with more Spoonanity with Spoonanity then. Bye. As I am, reach
down. Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.